This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's 7 after the hour, 7 minutes in our workplace after the hour. Yes, this is a workplace. We're sweating and straining the whole day through to try to bring you up to date on what's going on around the world. Call it what you will. It's informative. It's enjoyable. It's exciting. It's emotionally safe. Right, ladies? Don't you think being here on the DJV program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keith, and Jay's off today, is an emotionally safe place to be? Don't you feel like...
I feel like we're in a safe space, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. Nobody's here.
Safe.
Yeah.
There's a lot of emotion here every day.
Well, I think that's good because we all have lots of emotion in our lives. I find it interesting, speaking of emotions, the emotion that comes from the folks who are still concerned about what went on in George Floyd's death. I see that the feds are now going to indict 4 of the officers. Does that include Derek Chauvin? I guess it does, right?
Yeah.
He was the. But what more can they? The guys. Well, he hasn't been sentenced, right? Because there's maybe another trial. So is this a way of making sure he gets his? What's the story here?
Yes. I mean, the report was that had the jury decided in another way in the verdict of Chauvin, that the feds were ready to show that there were going to be federal charges. So if he had been found not guilty, they would have cut the celebration short by rearresting him at the federal level. Forget Derek Chauvin for a second. Let's talk about the 3 other cops that were there. Because if you look at the video, in fact, those 3 other cops got a boost from Derek Chauvin and the prosecutors in that case because they showed new pieces of footage that actually showed those officers saying, hey, should we stop this? This is too much. Hey, this guy needs help. All of that stuff.
So
the stuff that came out during Chauvin's trial is actually probably going to be used to save the other 3 officers. And so the question is, with the jury...
What does it mean, Jennifer, saving them? Saving their jobs, saving their lives.
From a guilty verdict in their own trial because of the evidence that was presented in the Chauvin trial, these other 3 cops will benefit from that because it shows that they were trying to stop him. They were trying to get George Floyd some help, and Chauvin wouldn't allow the help to happen. And so that's a good thing for those officers. But, again, forget all of that. The federal charges are what we're talking about. With the... jury pool already believed by many to be tainted, and doesn't mean that we're against the outcome. I just believe it's very hard to find a jury. I think anybody given truth serum would say it's very hard to find a jury in Chauvin's case that wasn't tainted, especially if you kept it in the city of Minneapolis. If you kept it in the state of Minnesota, it's really rough. But that juror that was wearing the Black Lives Matter shirt and hat and, you know, was at the George Floyd rally and maybe lied on his questionnaire about how he felt, that could overturn the sentence of Derek Chauvin. It may not. But wouldn't the federal government not want to put in jeopardy the case against the other 3 officers by doing this right now? I feel like it only muddies the waters even more. I don't have a problem with the federal charges, particularly against Derek Chauvin, because they're also nailing him for another altercation
with
a 14-year-old in a flash drive or something. So I'm not necessarily against it. I just question the timing of it because you still have 3 officers that have to stand trial, and does the feds getting involved with this now muddy it
But wasn't this already underway? Like, didn't this stem from...
They had a grand jury that was already doing it, but they could have announced... Yeah, they could have announced the charges at any time. That was kind of at the discretion of the feds once they knew what the jury said. So, again, I just question the timing. It was the same thing that I said when they gave George Floyd's family $27 million as the jury is being seated. It's not that I'm against them paying off the balance. It's what are you doing... to the
at
trial
point,
and how many of these things can be added up to be used
and
kind
typically
of against you.
Right, and typically a civil lawsuit like that or a civil settlement would happen after the criminal one.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so there's that. The vaccination program and how it's going here in our country and around the rest of the world, all eyes seem to be on India because of the complete fiasco there. And I think a lot of people around the world are trying to get vaccination into the mainstream over there. It doesn't seem to be at this point in time. A lot of people are dying. And then there is the European Union that has administered 3 million doses a day for the last week or so. For whatever the reason, isn't it funny how you have perceptions? I thought they were ahead of us in Europe getting shots, but they aren't. Mm-hmm. They haven't, because...
No, my family in England and Ireland and France, they're all still... not necessarily England, but in Ireland and France, they had to pause. They ran out. They didn't order enough of the vaccine, I guess, and mm-hmm. so the rollout has been very slow.
Are you surprised by that, Victoria? In fact, I think all along, I don't know why I thought that the Europeans were pretty much... They had this.
Well, there's some areas in Europe that are still shut down. I mean, I don't think that they're doing better than us at all.
No, they aren't. That's the conversation. All right, coming around the country here, a couple of states, Wisconsin, Iowa, Carolinas, North and South Carolina, asking the feds to send fewer doses because the demand is falling. Is that because everybody's been shot, or is that because, jabbed? Or is that because
CVS
say no,
kind of again, criticized for having, I think it's, I forget what the percentage was, but it was way over 50% of the vaccine that's being wasted is at CVS stores, which is really weird because I'm in New Jersey and I tried for, I don't know, two or three months to get a shot at CVS, and everything was totally booked. So I'm not really sure, but maybe this is something that's happening now. I think that we've seen the wave of people who wanted to get a vaccine, have already gotten one, and then there's still, I think it's 25% of people polled said that they're going to wait. And if they need to get a vaccine in order to travel, they will. But they're they're doing a wait and see. And then I think is it 15% say they're never going to get a shot? And they typically tend to be old white men who do not want the shot. And I don't understand that at all. But okay.
Well, you don't understand it because you're not there. I get it. I listened to some of these farmers. I was in an auction on Friday, on Saturday.
But what's their reasoning for it?
They don't think they need it. They think that the government's, it's the same kind of stuff you've been listening to. The government, farmers are extraordinarily anti-government. And whether you find that to be a surprise or not, they are. They don't try the government, especially since last
four
years.
I know a lot of
years,
non-farmers who are white men who are not getting the shots either.
Okay. So. Well, there aren't that many old white men who are farmers. There aren't that many old men, no matter what the color of their skin. There aren't that many farmers, no matter what their age. Which is kind of a story and a half. Don't forget, I address a lot of those issues on the American Family Farmer Show, which you can hear on a lot of these same stations every week, or you can get the podcast, find out what's going on, the connection between farm, food, and your family at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. That's where the podcast is. Also, we have another program called Your Hidden Power, which is a guide to having, I suppose maybe improving yourself is a good way to focus it. Victoria, you're pretty connected with what we do here. One of the recent podcasts, number 191, has an introduction to a fellow who wrote a book called Spirituality for Badasses, How to Find Inner Peace and Happiness Without Losing Your Cool. That was a pretty good conversation, actually, with that fellow. Pay attention to yourself. That's more than anything else. And every week we have great conversations with Uri Geller about what's going on psychically, telepathically, that sort of thing. I think we've been approached by somebody who is a psychic that really has quite a reputation, wants to be on the program. I've forgotten who it is, though. At any rate, it's hard to get away from this stuff, and you can find the other practical Your Hidden Power podcast has to do with your money and how money has, money in feng shui, how you can attract more money to yourself. People say, does that stuff work? Yeah, it does. Find out how it does work. Check it out at yourhiddenpowershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, so I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I take Garlic every day to help maintain healthy cholesterol. No garlic breath.
And Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency, so you know it works.
Take charge of your cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
All right, is that a Q2 or Q3 expense?
Dwayne's CPA went MIA. To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Seventeen at the hour on the DJV program. So let's do some China news. Ready? We were talking about the Chinese rocket that landed in the Indian Ocean over the weekend.
But that wasn't their fault.
Yeah, it was our fault, right, according to them. Yeah, right. Okay. And now
they continue to pollute the planet. They're very consistent. Yeah, they're but that's not their fault.
No. So now the word comes out that they're forcing Muslim women to have fewer children. So how do they go about that?
Oh, you mean
they...
the Uyghur population,
yes,
that are in concentration camps? Yeah, they're sterilizing women.
They're sterilizing women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So why don't they give them money and tell them to get out of their country if they don't want them?
Because they're slave
rather
labor.
Than doing this.
Then they
they're
can torture and make them work.
Right.
The stories.
How does this stuff exist in the modern
world? The fact that Europe and the United States are not standing up harder than they do, just for this reason alone. I mean, this is the kind of stuff. I mean, this is Hitler-esque behavior. Everybody's always so quick to point out, oh, that person's Hitler. This person's Hitler. You have concentration camps going on in China, and everybody's just pretending that it doesn't exist. Is that because they're Muslim, or is that because you just don't want to confront China, or what is it? I don't know.
I think it's a little of both.
Little of both.
I think that there is a bias, absolutely, against the Muslim world, and I think if this was a group of, like, you know, white Catholics, I think that we would see different results.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been a member of Amnesty International forever, and this is something that, you know, has been circulated around for at least, I don't know, the last 8 years. I've been reading about the Uyghur Muslim population in China, and no one except Amnesty was talking about it.
How did they get started
time.
There? I never.
They're native to their. That's
to that,
like,
part of China.
It's,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that sort of borders, China's an expansive country, and it borders sort of the Middle East, in a manner of speaking, right? Afghanistan's right in there sort of somewhere, and it's pretty disgusting in this era that we have this sort of thing going on. The Chinese, you know, people say to me, oh, you sound like a racist. No, I don't. I sound like a realist. And it isn't about the Chinese people, although the Chinese people are supporting it by allowing these people to stay there. They can have a revolution. They had a revolution in 1948 that brought these people around, so let's have another one. If, you know, you're really, but the economically, the Chinese people are better off now than they've probably ever been.
In some ways, though, you have to say the Chinese people don't know any better, and that's because they have limited access to the outside world. So they don't know. They know what the government's
media.
Right, yeah, they don't really know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The medical school at Dartmouth had 17 students that were accused of cheating on tests. The reason is because they were doing them remotely. I wonder how much of that's gone on in the past year.
A lot of those cases have been tossed out, though, that they found that the students hadn't actually cheated. Some did, but not all of them.
There's some of it. 21 after the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Trending time on the DJV program. It's 23 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, checking through Jay, as even though she's not here, listening to some of the things over the weekend that were hot on Twitter and Facebook and other social media trending things. We were talking about the usual murder and mayhem that happens over the weekend, and one of the things I sort of stayed away from, but it's trending so broadly that it's hard to ignore it, the gunman that shot 6 people at that birthday party in Colorado, and then he shot himself. What? Again, we ask the same question every time. It becomes so pedantic to ask these questions. And this was in a trailer park, apparently, right?
And yeah.
So the birthday party. Why was he angry because of the noise? That seems to be the question. Why was this guy shooting the place up? I don't see that. Anyway, you take a deep breath here and you just think.
Does it even matter? I mean, does it even matter? I mean, you've got so many people who are just not right at this moment, and it feels like, I don't think the year home helped out very much.
Mm-mm.
You know, it's just, they're trying to figure out what the motive is right now, but it's like, again, doesn't matter. People are dead, their lives that are changed. There are people who have been injured or who are going to be mentally not able to cope because of this. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
All right, here's another trender.
Frustrating.
The story of that boat that exploded on Lake Lanier. Do you see that? The evidence in the afternoon near Margaritaville off the coast of
Georgia. Someplace I'd like to go.
Really? So apparently they were fueling the boat, and they didn't shut the engine off, and there was a spark, and that blew up the boat.
Wow, that's something you really don't hear about.
No. You don't anymore. You know, most people leave their cars running when they fuel them up.
No. You're not supposed to.
I know you're not supposed to.
Most people do. I've never met a single person except for my husband. And I have literally, I said to him, I said, if you don't turn your car off when you get gas, then I'm getting out of the car. I said, you cannot blow me up. This is our second date. So he's the only person who I've ever known and who doesn't turn the car off.
Other than me.
That's ridiculous.
Now
let me ask
you
this. Do you talk on your cell phone at a gas station?
Do I? No. I very rarely talk on the cell phone in the car, frankly.
Why can't you do that?
Because there could be static electricity that could blow things up.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Based in apparently not a lot of evidence that really happens, but it's like a law that you're not supposed to use it. Every oil company has a warning now that says you should not use your cell phone while pumping gas.
You know what I saw yesterday, which surprised me, is I was nosing around. I'm always on the weekend looking around for things that are going on that we can talk about. Here's this story about the woman who interviewed to be a nanny at this Scientology family and what the requirements were. This thing has really blown up. This is a two-page document. Did you see this? Have you looked at this? It goes back to 1913, but, I mean, it's another reason. I'm sorry, yes, 1913.
I don't know if Scientology existed in 1913.
It existed then, right.
Yeah.
But this is another reason on the hate of Scientology more?
It reads like two really crappy parents who are putting all of the parenting on the nanny and acting like, you know, any tantrums or headbutting or crying and all this stuff, and then the nanny's in charge of this, and the nanny has to make the kids run, like physically run outside, and like they have to, let them stop running.
Keep running.
I mean, this is just, I don't know if this is Scientology or if this is just a couple that is messed up in the head. I don't know.
Well, does that go with being a Scientologist? Are you messed up in the head if you're a Scientologist?
They sue everyone, so I'm not going to say that.
Yeah.
They literally sue everyone, so no.
Yeah, well, they can sue you, but that doesn't mean they're going to win anything.
Win a lot. You'd be surprised.
Every time I drive down Hollywood Boulevard, it goes by their headquarters. It looks like a playground for the rich and famous. That's how it looks. It's just a strange, weird place. All right, we're at 28 after the hour, boys and girls.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Reading your pet's body language. Every animal has his own natural and instinctive behavior. The way he holds his head, the height at which he holds his tail, and the position of his ears. All are part of his normal makeup. It's common knowledge that we give other people clues to our moods and feelings about ourselves by the way we sit with arms crossed or loose, stand straight or leaning on one hip, tilt our head while listening to a conversation. The same is true for our animal posture and movement. It's no accident that your dog always makes eye contact with you when he wants to go out, or that your cat rolls over and acts playful after a meal, or yawns and stretches before getting up from a nap. If you learn to translate your pet's language into terms you can understand, you'll have a far better relationship and become a much better pet therapist. One of the first things I recommend to any of my clients is spend time watching your pets. The more you watch them, the more you'll understand what their body language is all about. Remember, pets communicate more with their body than their voice. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with a promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration on Monday says Pfizer's BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for kids ages 12 to 15 has met the regulatory criteria, making way for teens to begin getting the COVID-19 vaccine shots as early as this week. A CDC vaccine advisory committee will still need to green light the shot for use in that age group, with an approval expected Wednesday. The Tokyo Olympic Organizing Committee reported Monday International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach has canceled a trip to Japan because of surging cases of COVID-19 in that country. Bach was to visit Hiroshima next Monday and meet with the torch relay and then probably travel to Tokyo. Organizing Committee President Seiko Hashimoto said the trip was made impossible because of a state of emergency in Tokyo and other parts of the country that have been extended until May 31st. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
More COVID-19 messaging from government officials. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Dr. Anthony Fauci said over the weekend that it was time to start relaxing indoor mask regulations, emphasizing that as more people get vaccinated, the less those mandates will be needed. Dr. Francis Collins agrees. The head of the National Institutes of Health tells CNBC that infection rates in a community will likely determine how fast public health measures can be pulled back.
Well, CDC has a tough job here to try to give the best possible guidance to everybody when, in fact, the frequency with which the virus is circulating in communities is not all the same. Certainly, as that goes down, as more vaccinations get put in place, and we're on a pretty good path here, we should be able to see CDC relax those indoor mask guidance. And right now, of course, you can gather with other people who you know have been immunized in small groups. My wife and I have been able to have small dinners with people that we were quite comfortable with because we knew they'd also had their shots.
Before COVID-19 ravaged the world, Dr. Anthony Fauci's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases provided the money for coronavirus research at China's Wuhan Institute. The question now, could a Fauci-funded experiment be the source of the COVID-19 pandemic? The Wall Street Journal and Fox News are leaning in that direction. The Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, Nicholas Wade, argues that the Chinese lab is the most likely source of the pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Fry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's 34 after the hour here. How do you do on the DJV program? We do very well. Thank you very much for being here with Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan Jay's off during this hour of the program, but Duggar is here, the Duggars. Oh, wait,
definitely not.
I used to be called the Duggar. Jennifer calls me Dougie. Actually, I have a friend, a revival of a friend that I've known since he was a teenager. He's now a big auto exec. He calls me Dougie Boy. And so there are very few people who call me by my real name. My given name is Dudley, but it doesn't work. Could you imagine me as Dudley Stefan on the air? I always try to think about how that would sound.
I always forget your name is Dudley.
Okay. Name dropping Pete DuPont. Victoria, governor of Delaware. See you later, alligator. What's going on? How old was he?
He was 86. He passed away on Saturday. And so if you've ever wondered why all of your credit cards are from Delaware, that's why. Because he was a Republican governor, and he was a presidential candidate as well. And so one of the things that he is credited with is bringing the credit card industry to Delaware. And he apparently had a long illness, but they are not being specific. And because of the pandemic, a memorial service is going to be held at a later date. But, you know, he's also born with Delaware's most famous last name, the DuPonts. And so broke from family tradition and didn't go into business. He decided to become a politician instead. And in 8 years, he led efforts to limit excess spending, dramatically cut income taxes, and created a slew of government agencies in Delaware. So he's lots of tributes being passed around.
When you get down to, though, he could afford to, that name is worth a lot of money. DuPont is a huge chemical company, and they don't like to call themselves a chemical company anymore. I don't know what they call it, but it's a chemical company, and they own a lot of the stuff, products, not as bad as Bayer and Monsanto, but they're like Dow Chemical and DuPont, and they've done a lot of good. A lot of people have worked there, but they've also done a lot of damage. Let's see, other names in the news. Mike Richards, who is the producer of Jeopardy, says a permanent host will be announced this summer. So who's in there now? LeVar Burton was the last one, last time we talked about this.
I don't think
he hasn't done it. Anderson Cooper was doing it this weekend. I guess he changed the ratings for it. Well, the ratings were, I didn't see it, but they said that the ratings were the lowest in history with him as a host.
He's a stiff. He's just a big stiff.
So probably won't be him. I would like to see it be the producer guy. I think that would be cool. I still think
Mike
that
Richards?
We don't need someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody seemed to like him when
not
he did
need
it.
A star.
Yeah, and I feel like if you put a star in there, it kind of takes, I don't know, first of all, it's a tough position to fill in for someone as great as Trebek. So that's rough, number one. Number two, you're always going to be kind of looking at them as someone you already know. I think it's a better thing to go with someone who is unknown so that they can kind of grow into it.
Yeah, make their own way.
I'm kind of curious. I thought it was interesting that Mike Richards said that everything is going to come down to testing. He said he's been an executive producer for a long time, and he said that with the executives at Sony, they're looking at everything
under
the microscope.
They'll do a lot of research. Yeah,
he said it's unlike anything he's ever been a part of, the scope of it. And
audience research is a big thing, or at least it used to be when they did it legitimately.
Well, apparently for this it is, and they're taking it seriously, and they're going to see how people, you know, stack up, because how could anyone really ever replace Alex Trebek? You can't.
Yeah,
you just have to
topic.
Figure out a way to keep going and keep people watching.
Yeah, right. Another name in the news, Breonna Taylor, name is still being part of the, I guess, landscape. There's a report out from this past weekend, a lot of new documents from the probe into the shooting of Ms. Taylor. And apparently, according to this study anyway, the findings certainly contradict what a lot of officials in the community have said, but the police gunfire, according to this report, was totally unjustified. This is
32 shots, wasn't it?
From the Louisville Metro Police Department. They've released the report. So individual members of the police, I think, had different things to say, but this internal review said that the shots were completely unnecessary. So, what did you say?
Yeah, I think it's a total of 32 shots. The basic, you know, was this an independent report done by? This was an internal probe, I think that the Louisville Metro Police Department did, so. I mean, when you have your own people coming out saying that these cops never should have fired into
Well, it's
home.
The same as with Derek Chauvin. Most of the cops said that was bogus. That whole thing was a mess.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about names in a more pleasant way. Those of you, my son and his wife are pregnant with a baby boy, and so they were talking over the weekend about what names should be good. There's no secret to this anymore. It's all over social media. You saw some of the stuff they posted from Victoria.
Very cute.
Very cute. Yeah, very happy. Then they should be. We're all happy. Miles is very happy because he's going to have a boy cousin that he can play with. He's very excited about that. So the most popular baby names, these lists come out a couple of times a year. This one comes from the Social Security Administration because, of course, the government has to get you on the rolls right away. So you now have to have a Social Security card when you're a baby. I remember getting mine. I think I was 18. How old were you, too, Victoria, Jennifer, when you got your Social Security card? Do you remember?
I was born, I think.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Really?
I've never not had one, so I don't know.
I didn't need one until I actually went. Well, when I went to work, I started working when I was 8 years old. But I didn't
have a
real.
Well, your Social Security number is 0004, right?
Anyway, the names here that are the most popular, let's see here. Olivia and Liam are the most popular names, female and male names. Olivia, Emma, and Ava, actually, are the top three for baby girls. Liam, Noah, and Oliver for boys.
My dad is Oliver, and he was shocked. And I said to him, I go, no, my friends who are teachers,
it's
you know.
Now.
Yeah, Oliver, yeah. Like these old school names. Liam is both Irish and Jewish. It's Hebrew as well.
Yeah.
And Noah can kind of be anything too. So it's interesting that the old school names are back. And then Henry apparently is back in the top 10 for the first time in over 100 years.
Mm-hmm. Henry. I was thinking about what Brendan, of course, Brendan's trying to yank my chain. Well, we're probably going to name him something unusual like Truck.
Tractor.
Just the first thing
tractor.
That we've seen.
Yeah.
This is our kid, Tractor.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, we'll see what the shakes on that front. But that is kind of interesting. Yes, it was, in fact. The situation that exists these days for jobs, we've been talking off and on over the last few days about jobs, who's in need of a job, where you can find a job. There are lots of jobs around. But if you have mysteriously applied for a job and didn't get it, and you were treated like a criminal, you better check to see if you forgot to return a VHS tape 22 years ago. This sounds ridiculous. The story of
a
woman named Karen McBride, who had a warrant out for her arrest in Oklahoma for felony embezzlement. Because a movie store thought she rented a copy of Sabrina the Teenage Witch in 1999 and didn't bring it back.
At least she went down over a classic piece of pop culture.
But the story was closed in 2008, for God's sakes. She said she had no idea the tape even existed and never would have picked it. Thinks some guy she used to live with rented it. She also
had a Sabrina itch to scratch.
Yeah, apparently.
Two kids or two daughters or something, right? So she figured, well, he must have rented it for the daughters. And then, but this is the kind of stuff and this is crazy. She said there were jobs that she had applied for and she didn't pass the background check. And she said there was never an arrest. There was nothing on her record that she knew of. And it turns out it was a VHS rental from a video store.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
How crazy is that? And here's another one. This sort of adds to it, this sort of thing. I recently applied for a loan on a truck because my old truck, the engine blew, and it's not worth fixing because the truck's 22 years old. So the guy at the dealership said, there's a problem. As I haven't applied for a loan for a long time. I said, what's the problem? He said, you have a late payment. I said, no, I don't. Every single one of my credit cards, anything I have is paid as soon as I get the check. As soon as I get the bill. What are you talking about? He said, no, there's a Verizon bill for $189 that you haven't paid. And I thought to myself, what do you mean? I've got Verizon up the yin-yang between here in California and all my cell phones. I spend tens of thousands of dollars a year with Verizon. What are you talking about? Well, apparently, in one of my, the first place that I rented after I sold my house in California, Jennifer, I had the Verizon, whatever it was at the time, installed in the house, and it didn't work. And we went back and forth. You remember, you may vaguely remember this. It was a 3-day horror show. I couldn't get on the air. Nothing worked. And it turned out to be a glitch in their system. So I had to go to Spectrum. And so Verizon sent me a bill for $189 for the install. And I told them, I'm not going to pay it. Why should I pay it? It didn't work. Right?
How many years ago was that?
This is 8 years ago. It's either 7 or 8 years ago. It's right on the cusp. They keep them on, for 10 years or something? But I never give my Social Security number to any of these outfits. So how did it get on my credit report is my question, frankly. But that's the reason they hold up.
Well, utilities report. Yeah, utilities can still report under your name,
yeah,
and that's what it
is.
Yeah,
they don't need the social.
Yeah, they don't need it. Yeah.
Really? No.
So wait. Yeah. So okay. So how ridiculous is it that you owe $189 and that would prevent you from getting a loan to buy a new truck? Let's say your business depended on you having this new truck.
Right.
That is what's so wrong with the credit system in America.
Equifax and these other horrors, they really are. They're horrible.
Apple is making a real play to try to change that. I don't know if you guys have heard about this because their computers
Tell
and
us.
Stuff really kind of make it, you know, all the headlines. But Apple's credit card, the Apple card, now they just changed all the rules. Couples can share the credit together. And you can share it with, so your credit score can actually be shared with your husband or your wife, your child.
So it's a combo score?
It's a combo. And it's an
that'll help a lot of people get married because some people wait to get married till credits are like
fixed. And so what Tim Cook was saying is that, he said what Tim Cook was saying at the presentation, which was a couple weeks ago, he said, you know, that the credit system in America is so broken and it only benefits people who, you know, we all know, like I've had horrible credit that I've gone through and, you know, it can ruin your life. If you have bad credit, companies, and I don't understand this. But companies, when you apply, like, they run your credit check. Like, it's just, it's crazy. You need the job to pay off your debt, but yet they don't want to hire you.
Well, it's like debtor's prison. They throw people in jail for not paying their bills back in the old days. How are you going to pay your bills if you're in debtor's prison?
Right, and forget it if you're on it. Oh, sorry. No, I was just going to say, like, one of the most frustrating things of my life was just trying to refinance my house, not to take any money out of it, just to lower my interest rate, because the interest rates had dropped, so I thought I'd save money. I have tons of equity in the house, no problem. It took, like, 6 months to go through it, because I had the credit cards that I used for my business as attached to my Social Security number. So they said, oh, you have hundreds of thousands of dollars of available credit. Well, yeah, but I also have a stellar credit record, and this is for my business. And it was like, I mean, you had to, like, suck the blood out of your body and hand it over to them to just...
48 past the hour on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
As summertime gets underway, what if the kids have plans? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead with live face-to-face instruction either in-center or online. There's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer, and there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tommy the K not here today to visit the money pit and what they do with the money pit. So I figured because there's a certain connection between the money pit, which is your house, and the money pit, which is your life, I think we all go through that. And it's tax time. You know that, right? Your tax money is due on the 15th. Interestingly, I guess it's pushed back because the 15th is Saturday to Monday the 17th, and Mercury goes retrograde. Won't that be fun? Have your money and your and Mercury going to retrograde on the same day. A couple of tax items and tax tips here instead of Tom. The Biden plan and the tax breaks and that sort of thing that have been announced. Bad news for farmers. The longstanding tax break that is used to keep farming families in farming is under scrutiny here. This is something that was done before. Democrats love to do this. The Biden proposal will raise the top capital gains tax rate that land sellers would have to pay to 43%. So let's say you're a farmer and you don't have any cash. This is what happens over and over and over again. And the government says, well, you've got an estate. You've got 400 acres. It's worth $1 million. So when your father dies, who is the titular owner of the land, you'll have to pay us almost half of that in order to keep the land. And, of course, they don't have any money, so they end up selling the land, it gets developed, and we lose another how many hundred acres of land to be used
but
to grow crops.
But there's an exemption, though. There's an exemption for that. And so that's...
Not like it was. It was $3 million before. It's now, I think, $1 million.
$2.5 million per couple. Yeah. So but this, the thing that's getting scrutiny, though, is that this is a similar proposal that was under Obama as well. And so that it protects family-owned businesses and farms so that they don't have to pay the taxes and they just pass them on.
Not but, according to this stuff that I'm getting from the National Farmers Union, their review. Okay. But go ahead.
Okay, well, I'll send you what I'm reading here. The scrutiny was that the White House's fact sheet doesn't provide detail on how the exemption would work. And so the Joint Committee on Taxation analyzed a similar proposal, like I said, under Obama, and that it's almost the same thing. So I don't know. I think until this gets hashed out, we don't really know what the problem or what the solution will be.
But the fact that it has come up has made a lot of farmers nervous. This doesn't help to keep the farming community, the family farmer community, in feeling comfortable about what they're doing. I guess that's basically the bottom line, Victoria. Okay, a couple of tax tips for taxpayers before you file next week, or at least before you have the money in. Children certainly can impact your tax situation. A couple of things here. In most cases, your children can be claimed as a dependent on your tax return. Stepchildren, foster children, parents, grandparents, and grandchildren. Do you know that? That was part of any dependent. I didn't realize your grandparents could be.
Well, if they're living with you. Yeah. You can't just claim grandma and grandpa who live half away, half the country distance away. If they're living with you and you support them, yeah.
The child tax credit, if your children are under 17, you should make sure you take the full amount. There are a couple of additional child tax credit. Either check that with your tax preparer or if you're using a system, TurboTax or one of those, there's a separate, you need to be careful about this stuff. If you paid somebody to care for your children under 13 while you were working, you can claim that credit. Mm-hmm. There's the earned income tax credit that benefits certain people who work and have earned income for wages, self-employment, farming, that sort of thing, reduces the amount of tax you owe available to low-income taxpayers. See, I don't agree. I think people with a certain income shouldn't pay any taxes at all, frankly. Whatever the poverty, what is it now, $46,000 a year, if you make less than that, you shouldn't have to pay any taxes. None.
Well, then you could make the argument that you've got a lot of people who are going to, just sort of stay right under that line. So
well, they do anyway, Victoria. They do anyway. Well, the tax system is terrible.
You're talking about income taxes, though.
Yes,
everybody
I'm talking
pays
about income
sales
tax.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. But there should be a sales tax basis for taxes, and the IRS, the income tax should go out the window. And there's so many loopholes. There's 60-some-odd thousand pages of rules and regulations the IRS has. Who can become an expert? I always love it when the IRS comes out and says, well, you violated law number 23320.5. Okay, I'm supposed to know what that is? Ignorance of the law is no excuse, sir. Yeah, okay. Joey Lewis said that the way taxes are, you might as well marry for love. Well, that's pretty good. All right, it's 59 past the hour.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.